Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm so excited because I got my DJs on with me tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about the people's choice of music from a DJ's perspective. But before we go into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform so we can express ourselves collectively together as a community. Lord, as we come together, let everybody be mindful and respectful of each other. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, and that everyone that is a part of the movement can get a blessing from it. So they'll have a lesson from it to take back into the marketplace and share with others. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about the people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective. Many times, the DJs at parties, they're at clubs, they're at events, and they're pretty much moving the crowd. They're taking pretty much what they see from their perspective, what makes that crowd wake up, move, what motivates them. Tonight, we're going to dig in and we're going to touch in to what it is. So ultimately, we're talking about you, the artist. We're talking about your songs and what you kind of need to pay attention to when you're putting your concepts together. That's what we'll be talking about tonight. So let's dig in. I got DJ Scratch with me. I have Jay Stars on deck as well. Going to go to the line. Going to welcome DJ Scratch to Hip Hop National. DJ Scratch, I know you're out there putting it down out there in the marketplace. And as a DJ, you know, you got a lot of responsibility on your shoulder when you have to wake a crowd up, move that crowd, monitor what's moving them, and then, you know, pretty much predict the movement of the night, I would say. So without no further ado, introduce yourself, DJ Scratch. Tell us where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm DJ Scratch, Troy DJ Scratch Maven. I'm calling in from Baltimore, Maryland, and basically just representing myself. I'm not sure if you want me telling my name on my radio show or not, if it's not.
Well, let's go represent yourself right now. We'll go to
okay.
We'll go
myself,
that.
I've been playing music for at least like 30 to 40 some years. I've been DJing. I do all kinds of genres of music, all sizes, all ages. I mean, from electric slide to the gospel. I mean, to your pop, rock, whatever it is. Like I said, if it has a beat, it can be mixed. That's why I call myself the people's choice, because I'm out there to play music for the people. I'm your people's choice.
Wow, you call yourself the people's choice. How ironic of a title of a show. And I think that's kind of why we went that way. So, hey, anyway, we're going to go to, I don't know which one is Jay Star, so I'm just going to open up the line, and then you guys can welcome you. I'm going to say introduce yourself. 443-255, please state your name, where you're calling in from.
This is your boy, DJ Jay Star. What's going on?
DJ J Star, what's happening, man? How things going with you?
Ain't too much, you know, maintaining.
What's your opening statement for tonight's topic? Tell them how long you've been doing this DJ thing.
Man, I've been doing this thing since Crush Groove. Crush Groove is what inspired me to do it. That little session where he called Run Out on the Stage, I was hooked in.
Okay. DJ J Star is on with us, guys. We're gonna dig in with him tonight. Question for you: what's your opening statement for tonight's topic?
Well, the opening statement that I have is a DJ definitely has to understand his responsibilities of crowd participation and so forth and so on. Without that, you can't be a good DJ.
Okay. We'll dig definitely into that later. We also got 443-531 on deck with us. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. And if you can, it's got some noise coming from your phone, so want to make sure that's not intended.
What's going on? This is the number one DJ for the teens, DJ G-Rated in the building, y'all.
DJ G-Rated in the building. What's happening, DJ G-Rated? Stay with us, man. And DJ G-Rated, how long you been doing your thing?
Hey, y'all, I've been doing my thing a long time, you know, since I've been doing house parties and mostly teen party. I've been, like, DJing at this place called Game On, and, you know, mostly the teen be...
Do me a favor, DJ G-Rated. Don't give any of these places a plug right now. The question is, this is about tonight's topic, the people choice of music from the DJ's perspective. What's your opening statement on that?
Well, mostly what the DJ's got to do is bring in the right sound, the right BPM, of the beat matching. If the beat don't sound right, the song, don't play it.
Okay. Hey, you just had a... I like how you opening up tonight's topic, that BPMs, and we're going to talk about that. BPMs and beat matching. I enjoyed that. Thank you, G-Rated. Hey, G-Rated, I don't know what you got on. You may be talking from a headpiece, but I think it's bringing a lot of noise from your thing. So if you could, go ahead and check that out, and then I'll open your line up again. I think I got DJ Seizure on deck with me, too. DJ Seizure, welcome to Hip Hop Nation.
What up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I can hear you.
Okay, what's going on, man?
DJ Seizure, where you calling in from, brother?
I'm actually at the studio in Miami right now. I just got with Higo Diaz, the studio, so I'm out here just hanging out now.
Okay. And DJ Seizure, what's your opening statement for tonight's topic? The people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective.
People's choice of music, I mean, when I'm doing the club tunes, whatever club I do, whether it's, you know, a hip-hop club or it's an open format club, I mean, I'm always looking for something that's a little bit different and something that gets the girls to dance. But that's my main thing whenever I'm DJing. It's got to get the girls' attention. It's got to get everyone to vibe out. But, I mean, that's pretty much what I could say, actually.
Okay. Not a problem. Okay. All right, guys, we're getting ready to dig in. And I'll tell you like this, DJ G-Rated, if you're still locked and loaded, man, definitely call back in. I heard some bad connection from your thing. But anyway, wanted to open up the topic. I'm going to start off with DJ Seizure, being that we already got your mic open. I want to know the ultimate question. The people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective, does it come from a line of request of a song? Because sometimes you hear at a party, sometimes you hear a song similar to what you do on radio more than two or three times on the party. Is it the people requesting that?
A lot of times, I mean, especially when it's a brand new record, a lot of people come up to me in the club, they go, can you play this record? And like I said, it's usually a record that has a lot of bounce to it, that has a lot of bass to it, and that's something that's really catchy. So I get a lot of people. Actually, last night I was at a club and I had five people ask me for Applied's record, for the Act Right record, Rick Ross record. So a lot of times it is what they hear on the radio, but a lot of times it's also different songs that are coming in the underground scene that's coming up. So, I mean, it depends. It varies on different clubs as well.
Okay. I'm going to move around the deck here. We're going to go ahead and go to DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch.
Yes, sir.
Same question. As far as the people's choice of music, is it a line of requests that's keep coming to you that's making you want to play that make you play a certain tune?
Yes, I mean basically that, because when you're at a party, like I tell people, when I'm at a party, I mean, I hate to say it, it's basically I'm there to entertain them and everything. I know it's hard for a lot of DJs, they want to get into a zone and just zone out when you're in your basement or you're on your radio shows. You could just play a regular format of music. But most of the times when you're at a party, you have different varieties of people that want to hear certain things, this and that. So basically you become there. Whatever jukebox, and sort of say, because it's hard to really get into a flow, especially if you're right there in front of people, and not unless you're in a DJ booth. Cause 9 times out of 10, if you're sitting right there on the stage, they're gonna come up and ask you to play these songs over and over. And a lot of times, DJs don't like to play songs over and over because there's so much music out there. But you have to basically cater to those people that's there. That's they're having fun right then and there. So my goal is basically just to give them whatever they need. If I had played it 2 or 3 times, I try to space it out, but not playing it back to back. But I'll play it again for them and let them know that there's other people that has several requests. But a lot of times it's hard because you got a lot of people that at parties that get drunk and they just don't want to hear that. They want to hear what they want to hear right then and there. But you just have to be patient with them.
Okay, thanks, man. Hey guys, all my DJs, I want y'all to have my back here. I'm about to get shot. I just know it. I forgot to go to my boy Raw Dog. Raw Dog, please don't kill me. Don't kill me, man.
What a way to get introduced. Jeez. Oh, no. You know what? I was listening to what the DJs had to say, you know, and it was the intelligence and understanding the different ways of pleasing the crowd. You know, I'm a musician, so I'm not a DJ. So it's the same format that we used to hear from the public, and you have to please those that are there because that's who's going to pass the word that they enjoyed what you did. And, you know, and listening to them, you know, a lot of the young kids think you don't have to be intelligent to be a DJ. But when you listen to these young guys, and, well, not young, one said 30 years or so he's been in it, but when you listen to them, you find out that there's intelligence to be a DJ. You know, it's just not picking up and putting a record on the turntable and just scratching a little bit. There's intelligence, you know. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing more about how they work the crowd, please the crowd. And I'd like to know if the music that they play, do they prefer to have more dance music that they can change and put lyrics on top of just the music, or do they just want the song by the artist? You know, because a lot of DJs, you know, they get their signature by being able to mix it up and change it around and what have you. So, you know, there's a lot of instrumentals. I've heard a few DJs, and they'll take an instrumental from something else, and they'll do the acapella from a totally different song. And it becomes a signature point of theirs that they can actually mix and change a song that you're normally hearing on the radio to their version of it, you know. So I want to hear more from them.
All right. We're going to go around. We definitely, before we go to that, I just wanted to go get everybody. And that what you just said, we definitely going to bring that back up, and I'm going to come back to you on that, Raw Dog. To restate that question, but I want to get everybody a perspective on what moves this crowd, because each one of these DJs, I'm hearing it different. It's not the same old story. It's relevant, but we want to know, because ultimately this show is about teaching our music artists on what they need to be creating so that they can help, you know, get that momentum going around their music. I hope you guys understand this. That's what this program is about. So that's why we bring y'all industry professionals on, so we can get in and get it in, okay? DJ Star, you on deck with me. Give me your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts is it definitely depends on the age genre that you are, you know, playing for, that you're entertaining. Because, like, a lot of times now, society's radio station is geared around a lot of the up-tempo, ratchet-style type of music. But you cannot play that type of music in every set. So my thing is you have to be conscious of your actual crowd and everything.
Even though a song is being requested, the crowd that's there is, let's just say, an upper-class crowd that has, you know, the nose kind of up in the air, you may not play a song that's going to shake that booty.
Exactly. Exactly. One thing
because
for sure
somebody,
is DJ.
I mean, but suppose the most of the crowd is asking for it. What do you do then?
Well, when it comes to that point, I'm playing a clean version. You know, I want to make sure I can satisfy everybody. You know,
okay.
So they're going to be people that wants to hear the song. There's going to be people that maybe like the song but don't like exactly all the cursing and so forth and so on that a song provides. So you have to, you know, find that even ground to satisfy everybody, which is pretty much impossible to do.
Well, you just said something to me. I think that is kind of the possibility. I respect that more than anything because I think that there should be a middle ground. Now, if there's you got a thug crowd, you ain't gonna play the clean version. But if you got a crowd that's classy, sexy, you wanna play the clean version, but still get them pumping and kind of
exactly.
Give them pleasing.
But you know
the
what I like about it, Poetic, is that they study the material that they're going to play. They know their material. Before the show.
And I was going to ask that question. Is there a mapped out plan? But we're going to come back to it. We're going to come back to it.
Well, can I say something to that, Poetic, on that? What a lot of people can do, too, as far as, like, certain parts of those songs that you have that they don't like because it could have a certain section of it into it, you can play an instrumental. Just let the instrumental ride, let the beat go. And a lot of times people there, they dancing to the beat. And you got some people that do like the lyrics, so you just play with the lyrics here and there, where you can play certain parts of the song or whatever, this and that, where it doesn't get too nasty for the grown folks and stuff like that. But if you got the thugs in there, you'll let a couple little thugs' lines go through, not the curses, but just to get them to basically the basics of the song. Let the basics of the song play. You don't want to take the whole concept of the song out of it. Just get the basics of the song so they got the rhythm. And then you just freak it like that, you know.
Okay.
Here's a question, Poetic. This is a good question for the DJ. So you actually base what you play on the beat and the music, and the lyrics they come second. But you want to make sure that the music that you're playing is going to get the crowd dancing and what have you. So then it would be the point of the lyrics that you apply to it. So I take it that you have two versions of the same song.
It's possible. You always do. I mean, with me, I always stay two steps ahead, whereas though if I do come into that situation, I know what to do. I mean, I will have an acapella ready or I'll have an instrumental ready, whereas though if it gets crazy too far into it, I could just go back and just rerun the break part. I'll mix like the breakdown of it, or I'll mix the beginning of it and just keep running that, and they'll know the beat. Most of the people, once they hear that beat, they're going crazy, and I'll just keep running that until they'll get enough of the beat, and then I can come back and play with it, or just throw something else that they love, because 9 times out of 10, once they get going, once you got them, you got them. Once you got them.
I love it. I you know what? What I'm hearing and I'm enjoying about you guys, the intelligence on how you put it together and how you plan it and, you know, and how you study the music so you know what you've got and you know what you can do to it. It's just not like you buy something at the store and you go out and try to perform with it. Just,
right.
Oh, you know, it's like, it takes time, and you have to develop that ear and those skills.
Right.
You
right.
know, and this is what the hey. Kids need to hear. And that's what
that's
makes
what I
guys
tell people.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of DJs out here that know how to DJ, but you got to know how to DJ. Anybody can DJ. Person that's never spent records can put two records on there and play it, but you got to know how to DJ and what to DJ. It's a how and a what and when.
I can appreciate that because that's a wealth of knowledge right there. That's that hey, when you get tired of DJing, write the book to help the young folks because, see, that in itself is a pearl of knowledge because the young folks don't think like that.
Right.
You know, until they get out there and then they realize what they need to know and it's too late, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I'm appreciating everything I'm hearing from you guys because, you know, if you don't talk to DJs and you don't find out exactly what's going on, then you realize that, you know, you think it's easy, but now you realize there are skills that you have to acquire to be able to be a DJ. A lot might call themselves a DJ.
Right.
But to be a true DJ, you've got to know these things. And then there's the investment in the equipment. We haven't even touched on that. But,
right.
you know, Poetic, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm going to go to DJ G-Rated. DJ G-Rated, let's hear your thoughts on as far as the request. Is it part of what makes you play a record at a party?
Well, it's a part of that, but it's also a part of what the teens also want to hear, too. Like, they want to hear Baltimore club music. I'll provide them with Baltimore club music.
Okay. So what my question is one more time is it because of the request that influence what's being played and how many times you play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get an understanding of what it is that a DJ does compared
right.
to DJ. You know, because you have some people who think radio DJs. It's just a DJ who talks on a radio station and so forth and so on that call themselves a DJ. When an actual DJ is a disc jockey who therefore manipulates the sound to create music.
Right.
I think we need to clear some of these things up because I don't believe that some people actually know exactly what it is that
can
a DJ
I get an ID on who's talking because I'm not clear.
This is J Star.
Okay,
Jay,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just think we need to get an understanding of that because I know some people that are on here besides myself, and I don't think they fully grasp the knowledge and everything as that I feel like that I've been doing for a very long time with. So you got a lot of people nowadays, like the guy was saying, that we didn't touch on equipment yet, that it makes it so easy for a person to think that they're a DJ because they go out, they buy NS7, or they go out and they buy some Pioneers. Just because you have the equipment doesn't make you a DJ. Just because
exactly.
you catch the equipment doesn't make you a DJ.
I have to solemnly agree with you, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm here on this radio program. I really don't see myself as a DJ. I see myself as, I guess, an MC talking about the program,
a radio host.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
And I play. I, even though I may play a selection, but I can't say I sit there and study that crowd and what moves
right.
that crowd and
right.
you know, it takes technique and
it's
honestly, I think today a lot of people have gotten lost in the difference.
Exactly, that's what I was saying to you, Poetic.
I mean, that's what we always get into. People get lost. Like I said,
yeah.
there's stars that always talk about it because, like I said, there's DJs. There's 1,000 of us. There's 1,000 DJs. But you can stick these DJs in certain situations, and they wouldn't know what in the world to do. They would embarrass themselves. And they could have every top record there that's the number one record in the world. But you got to know what to do with that record when you have these abilities to do that. It's not all about just putting music on when you're at parties, because
right.
you can put a music on, it doesn't mean that crowd's going to dance. You
right.
can play it at the wrong time.
Exactly. You have to know the actual technique of being a professional DJ, because it's a profession. It's like a job. What is an MC without a DJ? There's always been a DJ around, always and will ever be.
And so far, I can tell you this, I'm in agreement. DJ Caesar, I know you're sitting back in the cut saying, man, me, I got to get up in here. DJ Caesar, go ahead, what's your thoughts?
I think at the end of the day, when it's becoming a DJ, anybody, like you guys, anybody could go and drop a hit record.
The connection bad, DJ Caesar. You're going in and out.
Can you hear me?
I don't know. I can hear you, but the question is, you got to keep talking for me. Do you guys hear him chopping up, or is it just my
Yeah.
mic?
Yeah,
right.
He's chopping up.
Okay. Yeah, you're chopping
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I think my connection here might be a little off. Are you hearing me better now?
Right
yeah,
now.
Still chopping it up, though.
Yeah. Go ahead, shoot for it.
All right, well, pretty much at the end of the day, to become a DJ, I mean, I see a lot of these and a lot of clubs that I've actually come when they open up for me, and they'll just be playing hits. But at the end of the day, it's not just about playing hits. It's how you know when
DJ
to play
Caesar,
that record at the right
DJ
time.
DJ Caesar, I got to be honest with you. I know you got something good to say. But honestly, it's chopping up so much, man, we're not picking it up.
Like, well, let me try call back. It might be my connection.
I appreciate that, my man. I appreciate that.
All right.
Definitely, I can tell you guys like this. I love when you got an expert piece of knowledge coming from you. Okay. All right, guys. We're gonna go to now. I'm gonna go to my next question. And I'm gonna start with you, J Star. Do you feel that when a song hits the record, I'm talking about mainstream. I'm saying hit the scene. And I'm talking about mainstream right now. Can you say, from your perspective, that you can predict if it's going to be a hit or not? J-Star.
I can say how I feel about it. And I really can't say if it's actually going to be a hit, because I hear songs all the time that I think are going to be great songs and big hits, and they actually don't become those songs. So I'm a little on the fence on that one.
You're a little bit on the fence, okay? And then we're gonna go to DJ Scratch. Your thoughts?
I feel as though on that, as far as the song being a hit or not, in a way you can tell by people's the way they react to the song. But we have the ability to make that song a hit or not a hit, because if we play that song enough for you to hear and everything, then, of course, you're going to grow to like it and everything. That's how that basically goes. But a lot of times it does. I mean, we have the ability to make or break a song in a club, because we are the ones that's throwing these songs out there to these people to hear when you're trying to break a record, besides radio and everything, because a lot of times people do hear the songs from the radio. But, yeah, it's hard for you to say that. You can tell. But, I mean, like I said, it's a personal feel. If I personally like the song, yeah, I mean, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it every time I go out as much as I can. But it's hard because you got so many different people, attitudes, and people want to hear, and different levels of alcohol that they're drinking too at parties. So it all depends. I mean, it's hard
okay.
to say.
This Raw Dog, let me say this about the DJs that I have found remarkable. They have been able to mix it up, like I said before, put their signature to it. See, you know, just playing of the record is one thing, but in listening to the talent that we have on the board tonight, they mix it up and they put it so that it's their signature on it. And, you know, they make it totally different than what we hear on the radio at times. You know, and some of these guys are fantastic at doing that. You know, I don't know what they do before the performance that gets them to zone in on it, that allows them to be able to put it together, and you can only hear it if you go where they're playing or where they're working at, you know, well, and that's what makes them popular. Because
I believe we all have that skill, though. So I believe we all, you know, that instrumental beat juggling thing, you know, that's always been a pretty much of an art of a DJ to beat juggle the music to make, because actually what you're doing is you're making a remix, but it's your
right.
own remix. Because I produce also, so I bang out, you know, some drum beats and I mix acapellas, and this is Jay Starr talking, and I mix acapellas with it that way where so it gives it my sound that you'll never hear again because I'm the actual producer of that actual instrumental that's actually playing with it, so you'll never hear it again.
Right, right. And see, that's your signature, and that's what makes you stand out. And people follow you because they enjoy what you do.
Exactly.
You know, you're an entertainer. You put, I mean,
right.
that, you know,
pretty much.
There's work.
That's what it does, because everyone knows certain people, like for myself, this is DJ Scratch talking. When I go out and do things, when you go out and listen to me play or whatever, this and that, you can automatically know that, heck, I heard this. That's his style of music playing. And it's taken away from certain songs and make them more exciting if it has to be. If it's a song that I know that's not too popular, I can always remix it, like Jay Starr says. And plus, like I said, I used to play the drums and all that, other instruments before I really got into it. So basically it's just about rhythms. If you got a steady rhythm to a nice rhythm to any beat, 9 times out of 10 people are going to dance to it if it's a nice rhythm. And then you can really do what you want to add your little tricks and gadgets to it to make it sound more prettier, as I say.
Scratch,
yes, sir.
You guys, when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. Guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective, and we're really getting it in. We have an all-star cast on deck with us. This is why you want to get your music in to Hip Hop National. www.hiphopnational.com. We're hooking up with DJs. We're trying to see if we can find out what it is that moved the crowd and see if you got the key when you're making your music. So definitely you want to hook up with Hip Hop National, www.hiphopnational.com. We'll be back in just a moment with this all-star panel. Stay with us.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters. Powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we're back. And you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm going to tell you guys, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the industry inside circle of the music business. We do this 7 days a week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can always find us. Just all you have to do is call the number 213-559-2995. Press the number 1, and that let us know that you want to engage in the topic. In fact, as we were engaging in the topic, Dante, I knew you were there. I was coming back to you. But I guess we'll catch you on the rounds to come as you tune back in. Anyway, I'm going to go around. And when we were talking just before we went to the break, Raw Dog, you had a question and that you stated earlier. If you would, please restate that question. Let's get some answers. Oh, no, you got the floor.
Well, I tell you, when you get to be my age, you forget the question. But I got another question. This is just good. What I heard was is that these DJs also have musical education in some type of instrument. Like one said something about drums, and I thought I heard another one. He spoke that he produces music and what have you. So they've got... you know what? The picture that I got was is that, hey, musicians that got frustrated with dealing with the egos of other band members, and if we're going to play cover songs, the top 40, I can do it better by doing it in the DJ format. Then I only have to worry about my own attitude. You know, that's what I heard, you know, because it's like, you know, most musicians get frustrated with the members in the band. And so, you know, these guys have eliminated the band and been able to have excellent songs without a flaw, without an attitude, and they can command the tempo, you know. So, you know, they just didn't walk into it and throw it on a turntable. They figured out where they wanted to fit in this industry, and they study the music that they're playing, and they even produce and remix. So, you know, they have gone into the point of figuring out and formulating that how to please a crowd, motivate a crowd, and put their own spin on the music. So, you know, my hat's off to them because of the fact that intelligence, the depth of what they've learned, the love of music, you know, and, you know, they figured a way to make it a business and a job. So,
now, Raw Dog, I'm going to stop you because you had a wonderful statement and a nice compliment. Now, when I opened up your mic, you said you had a question. Now, what's that question?
Well, my question is this. The decision to become a DJ from listening to just two of them talk about some musical background, was that because of the fact of the love of the music and performing, and that it was easier to do it yourself rather than, you know, because they replace bands. They've replaced the bands. So is that your way of staying relevant in the industry?
All right, DJ Scratch.
No, not necessarily. No, I just did it because, I mean, I still like to play drums and stuff like that. Basically, like I said, that was just a format for me just to basically just structure myself on, like, hearing other things and getting my, basically just to hear music, whereas there were so many things to hear in music and in DJing, because it's a lot that you have to do when you DJ music. You have to hear certain things. So basically, like, that was just like a training format for me as far as, like, drums and stuff like that. But I didn't get into it, and whereas though I just got tired of doing this or doing that. No, I mean,
so can I ask you this? I'm gonna ask that same question. Was it somewhat of a launching pad where you can network more into what you were already doing in music?
Yes, basically, yes. It was a launching pad. As far as playing the drums, yes, it got me into more of the entertainment thing, is me getting myself out there as far as doing this. But then, like I said, I always loved music, period. So then I just seen Crush Groove, and my cousin one day just said, look, man, we can do this and that with these turntables and take it to another level and doing this and doing that. And I just started falling in love with music, because my mom used to tell me ever since I was a kid, I used to walk around with a little record player and couldn't even say the names of the songs, but I just had a record player like I was entertaining and DJing and stuff. And, I mean, that just came along with it.
Okay, so it was a natural. It was a natural transition. That's what it sounds like. J Star on deck.
What's going on? Yeah, for me, I'm gonna say no, because I started DJing first, and then I wanted to get in the production level of it to more or less understand the actual music of the songs. You know, the breakdowns, the chords, the drum beats, the 808s, and so forth and so on. Which I really believe that made me a better and stronger DJ by understanding the actual music part.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I like this show, man. You learn things from a wide range of perspectives. DJ Seizure, I'm opening your thing. Were you into the music? You just went naturally into DJing, or were you an artist? How did it start for you?
For me, it was all in all just the love of music between family. I think it kind of went through the genes of the family, because my dad was a drummer, so I always grew up listening to music and loving it. My thing was, when I first started getting into music, I had a band that I was kind of recording and working with, and it was just the love of the art form of me being their DJ and able to make parties, because a lot of times I was doing a lot of my birthday parties at home, and I was bringing about 100 to 200 people, you know, in middle school and high school. And I just love the fact that with a certain song, people will start jumping up and dancing and start moving. For me, it was just the love of music and putting it together and getting people to get up and dance and have a good time. But as far as a musician, I was never really a musician. It was just the love of the music and just grabbing two turntables and getting everyone
to move. You're not a music artist or anything like that?
No. I wanted to be that guy in the background to, you know, work with bands. And I DJed a lot for a lot of bands that, you know, had the full, you know, drums, guitars, and all that. So just being a part of that and bringing in the art form of scratching and blending and putting two different records together, even if it's an acapella with the, you know, with the beat behind it, that was my thing. That was, as far as me being a musician, that was me.
Okay, and the other question I had for you earlier do you feel that you're one of those that can predict the hit?
There's times where I can predict it. There's been times where I've been able to say this is going to be a hit. There's other times where I thought it was going to be a hit, but it wasn't a hit. But at the end of the day, in order for me to make it a hit, I got to be in that club playing that record more than once, getting the people to learn that record. You know, a lot of times I break a lot of records with Cool Running DJs, which is the Rankin's team, and he'll send me a lot of records to break. And once I get into that club, the first time I play it, people won't know the record, so they won't dance that much. But as I keep bringing it back to them and making them know the record, that's how I know it can become a hit, because of the reaction the third or fourth time I played it and saying, you know what, now they're moving, they're getting up, they're enjoying the record, and that's how I can make it a hit rather than just saying this is going to be a hit when I hear it.
Okay, I love that. I love that, man. All right, we're going to go to G-Rated. Question, was it the music? Were you a performer doing music or doing was an artist or anything before you decided that I want to get into DJing?
No, actually, I was just a formal DJ.
It was a formal DJ. And G-Ray, I just got a question. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it since I was a little kid, and now Man, I started listening to old school, and I was mostly acting like the radio was the turntable. Yeah, and mostly Snoop Dogg came on. I started taking music and DJing, and now I've been good at it.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to ask. Moving right along. Now, guys, I asked everybody, what is it? Do you think you can predict the hit? Then, now the question is, the next question is, if you can't predict the hit, the question is, what are the common elements that you see that's in a hit that moves the crowd, that motivates them? What's that common element? And I'm going to start with you, G-Rated. You mentioned something earlier, and I thought it was interesting. Let's go for it, sir. You got the floor.
Well, what moves the crowd is mostly music that the crowd want to hear. Like, no matter what type of music it is, it's just the type of music that makes the people happy. It could be R&B. Like, I could be playing slow
jams.
Like
you mentioned earlier, I'm going to tell you here, you said the BPMs, the beat matching. You think that plays that's an element in it? That actually, that one song have next to the other? Because sometimes I notice that they take one instrumental, and that instrumental got to drop, but they'll mix different songs with that instrumental because it had a certain beat, certain tempo. And I hear them speed up a slow song to fit within that momentum. Could that be it?
They can even mix a slow song to Baltimore club music, as long as it's not off beat. If it's off beat, then it won't go well with that type of beat.
It's going to make the crowd sit down. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
All right. DJ Scratch.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Well, as far as what? Like the BPMs, beats per minute, and stuff like that?
Yeah, what's that common element?
I said, there it is, and from the get-go, like I said, not to put people on blast, you got to know how to DJ. If you know how to DJ, there's no problems with putting anything together, and you will know when to put it together, because, like I said, you got a lot of people out here that say they DJ and have been DJing for years. That means nothing because, like I said, Poetic, I could take you to a party and you will be the DJ for the night. And you might have been DJing for just 2 hours. But you have to be able to DJ. You have to know exactly what you're doing when you're DJing. You got to know what to put together when you're DJing because music is tricky. I mean, it's tricky.
And I can tell you guys right now, so you guys won't be throwing me under the bus tonight. That's not my element.
Right. See, music is very tricky. It's very tricky with everything. It's tricky, baby, because you can ruin a crowd. You can ruin your whole – you can even ruin your DJing status if you come out there looking crazy and trying to fit music in there that doesn't belong. Even though it has the same beats per minute and stuff like that, does not mean that song goes with that song. And, I mean, you have to match it up basically with the tune. And it's, even though, like with acapella, it has no beat to it. But if you throw a certain song in that's acapella – with a certain hip-hop beat, 9 times out of 10, you wouldn't put, like, a Marvin Gaye acapella in with Coochie Man or something, or some Gucci, or rub that booty, or rub this and that, crazy, something stupid like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to basically blend together, whereas, though, like I said, you got to know how to DJ, because anybody can be a DJ. You got to know how to DJ. That's the most important thing is to know how.
Well, I got a question. Because a lot of DJs use computers, okay,
right,
rather than the actual turntables, or they
right
use the computerized CD or, you know what, I've seen them. I've touched them, but I don't know what they are. Turntables that are
it's
not.
It's the radio. It's still, basically, it's still the turntables. And it's still, you're just mixing off of MP3s. And you still have to have the motor skills of DJing, blending, scratching, putting songs together. Because even though it's a CD player, you still have tempos that you have to match up. You have
do you,
to keep
do you
them
feel
on
like
beat.
It, do you kind of feel like it's kind of removed the touch of real DJing? Because I remember putting it, taking the needle and putting it right on the right spot on the record.
No, not really. It hasn't removed it because you still have Serato that has vinyl, that still has the vinyl. It just would basically eliminate, it eliminated you from carrying a whole bunch of music, a whole bunch of crates of records. That's all it has done. Okay. Eliminated you from carrying thousands and thousands of different styles of records, this and that. Now you can put it all onto a hard drive. Because you still have the vinyl on Serato. You still have NXS that has the motorized platter. You have CDJs that just has the CDs that you put in there, but you're still mixing. Because once you scratch and do that and everything, you're still mixing like you're scratching on vinyl and everything. You know?
Can I comment?
So
can
it's
I,
still like, it's still the same. It's the same. It's still the same. It's no difference. It's still vinyl. It's just on a CD form. That's all it is.
But and I got another question, okay? To be a DJ, there is an investment that you DJs have to make in the equipment and what have you. Or do you find that the clubs have the equipment already there? You know,
Rondo, you got one more time to do what you just did.
What I do? Cut you off?
You keep changing the subject before I go around.
Well, you know what? I'm so curious about DJs, man. This is my first close talk with a DJ, and you know, I got a whole bunch of questions. I'm sorry.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I'm gonna let. I need you to write that question down because we're going to come back to it. But I do want to get this answer from various DJs. Very important. Okay? And then we'll come back around. Please bear with me. Don't hate me. I didn't throw you under the bus. I'm telling you. Yeah. Can you piggyback off what DJ Scratch had to say?
All right. First of all, I want to say this. Scratch is my man, 50 grand, so he's speaking from a DJ's point of view. I want to say this. I really, truly, and feel 100% this way about Serato. Serato makes it so easy for anybody, Tom, Dick, or Harry, to become a DJ because Serato pretty much helps you become the DJ by showing you everything on the screen. You can take a lot of DJs who's never touched Technique 1200s before, and you give them some vinyl, and they really wouldn't know what to do. I really believe that you need to know how to control the actual art of DJing with turntables first.
That's what
you
got to learn.
So don't get me wrong. DJs became, back in the 80s, DJs became a part of the act. And then they would take the show lights and put it on the DJ because the DJ had showed motor skills that was phenomenal. I mean, they're twisting around, they're getting on the thing, they're getting on their knees,
they didn't have a computer to look at then.
Right, none of that.
Yeah.
And you have to learn from that form before you could even take it to the Serato. If you don't have the basics, you can forget it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say just because you started DJing and started using CDJs and now you are an official DJ.
Right.
But if I own a nightclub and I hire you to come into my establishment and play, and yet I don't have Serato, but I have all these vinyls and so forth and so on, are you going to be able to handle the job?
Do it. Right. And that's where you learn that everything. I mean, you have to come from the vinyl aspect first.
So
okay.
I really want to say that, but
that's why I didn't want to change the subject because
you know?
I thought that was important. Now,
yes, that's extremely important.
Okay, we're gonna bring DJ Seizure in. What's up? Talk to me.
Yeah.
We hear these guys.
You were saying the original question was about the hits, right?
Yeah. Well, no. we went from the hits. We went to what are the common elements of what's in a hit.
I mean, a lot of times, as far as being a DJ, because like what everyone said, DJ Scratch said, they're exactly on point. You got to know the basics of how to DJ, because nowadays you see a lot of DJs, they just grab the computer, you know, they get virtual DJ, they get all these MIDI controllers, they call themselves DJs, but they don't know the actual prime elements of how to actually put two records together, the beat match the records. A lot of times you have two records that have the same BPM, but they're going to sound totally off when you try to mix them together because they don't sound the same. They're not, you know, they're in different tunes. And I've seen a lot of DJs just play these two records because the BPMs are right. But when you actually hear them in the club, it's just a horrible, horrible mix. So you got to know the essentials of how these two songs can actually work together, how they can be put together, how can they make the crowd move, how can they get people to actually want to hear you spin. So at the end of the day, yes, BPMs work, but you got to know not just about DJing, but you got to know the elements of music as a whole.
I wanted to hear that part there, but I still want to know this question. So the common elements, since you guys been out there so long, as of a hit song, what do you see is a common element that moves that crowd?
A lot of times, I mean, I'm in the Miami area, so down here, what the people like to hear, they're going to hear it all the time. You got to have the right beat, and you got to have a really, really catchy hook. Once you get those two together, the people in the crowd, they're going to like the record. A lot of times people don't even listen too much to the verses, and I don't want to say the verses, you know, are not a part of
see,
it.
See, now you see what you just said? That's where I want to be. I want you right there, because I want to know what you just said, the hook. The lyrics.
The hook is probably the most important part of the record. And I've heard a lot of artists, they'll send me records. The hook is not there. The crowd's not going to vibe to it. Because a lot of times you're in the club, you're drinking. You're not really necessarily listening to the whole entire verse. You're listening to that hook. And you're singing to the hook. You're dancing to the hook. And that's why nine times out of ten, all these records, people will be like, oh, I'm not really liking the record. But they're going to be singing the hook, whether they like it or not, once they hear it 5, 10, 15 times. So that hook has got to be one of the best part that is about that song.
That's the catchy tune of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Look like everybody, Mike, is doing that. DJ Seizure, I'm going to shut your mic off just for a second because I thought it was coming from yours. But what's taking place is what happens is sometimes the static get on the line. It can mess up everybody's line. So I'm just not attacking you here, man. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I think you were speaking just now and it was cutting off. DJ Scratch. Could you go ahead? What were you picking back on?
Basically, what he was saying is like, a song has to have a catchy hook for it if you try to make or break a song. If it has a special, like, two or three words, a hook into it, like Beyonce's Single Ladies, I mean, stuff like that, that gets the attention of people and everything. Because like I said, my motto out there, for real, as far as when I'm DJing, I check out the crowd. But I'm out there to entertain the females and everything. If I'm entertaining the females, I'm going to get the thuggest slug out there on the electric slide and everything. So I know that. I know if I can get the pimpiest pimp out there doing some slide or trying to learn how to do the wobble if you got a bunch of females out there that's enjoying themselves. So basically, it's trickery. It's fun and it's trickery on the power of what you can do when you're DJing. That's how I look at it because it's exciting. Or I try to think of like new things that I can do. Not to kill nobody or to hurt them or nothing. Like, it's just things that you realize the power of DJing, that you are in control that night of the whole thing. You're the center of attention that night. And I just, it's just amazing.
That sounds exciting, brother. That sounds exciting. I like what you came in there and said. And one thing, what I do agree with you, if you can move the female crowd, you can make you're gonna make the party
right
entertain.
Right, and that's what
because the guys
for.
Will follow. The guys
exactly.
will follow. They're sitting
all
on the
night.
Wall. They're sitting on the wall waiting for an opportunity.
So. If you build it, they'll come.
Right. All,
I love it.
All night.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, you know what time it is. We do hit our spots on a certain time. So you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. As I said, we got an all-star panel right here on deck with us. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the things that we just touched bases on, about moving the crowd with the females and see if that's an agreement of all DJs. And listen to it, guys. DJ Caesar brought up the hook of the song. I also find that there's elements in a song that there's certain, just keep, even in the lyric phrases, that they may just say one or two words that make everybody just jump up, put their hands in the air at that point, and just say that word when they don't know the rest of the lyrics. So I definitely agree. The people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective, guys, if you're not tuning in, locked in, loaded to Hip Hop National, I don't think you get it as raw as getting it tonight. I'm telling you, just like this. These guys are putting it down. I'm enjoying myself, and I'm sure they're enjoying themselves as well. So tune in, lock into Hip Hop National, upload your MP3 today. I want to hear your music, gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, all genres of music, as long as it's clean, because we have a network in which we work with, and it's an industry of professionals, and I'm sure you consider yourself a professional, and it's easier for me, not to say that your music is no good because it's not fitting this criteria. I'm saying it's easier for me to move it among the people that I know, because I know Christians as well as I know people who are into hip-hop very strong, people into the industry of music. All genres of music, I kind of deal with right here on Hip Hop National. So definitely you wanna connect with what we're doing so we can help you with your product and help pushing it to the next level by giving you the airplay that's necessary that you need in radio to present it in front of people. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, the people's choice. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbbshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we'll talk about the people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective. I think we're really digging in. And I'm gonna actually flip the topic a little bit. Actually, I'm gonna come back in with Raw Dog's question. Raw Dog, remember I told you to write it down.
You told me to write it down. Did you tell me?
Yes,
to write
I
it
did.
Down?
Yes, I did.
Well, I did write it down. It was the DJ and his investment in his equipment, and the equipment that they're offering for DJs, you know, is some outstanding new electronic gadgets, I call them, because I don't know the difference in the turntables.
I don't know what's coming.
But my thought is that, you know, they have so many tools that are available to make them so dynamic. You know, do they find that it was a sacrifice, an investment that is paying off for them in the long run?
All right. Okay, let's see. Let's go around and ask. Start with J-Star. J-Star, go for it.
I feel as though all these new equipments and gadgets that they're coming out is a good investment for the simple fact of it cuts down the time on equipment that you actually have to take to do any events and functions. You know, for instance, nowadays they have the powered speakers there, so you don't have to take the big amps anymore. Your setup is quick and clean now. You know, so it's feasible. So I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. And let's go to DJ Caesar.
I think, yes, you definitely have to have your equipment. As far as the new gadgets nowadays, you don't really necessarily need them, but they do help out. But if you want to be a DJ, you definitely have to have your mixer, your turntables, your CDJs, or whatever it is, because DJs do all types of events. You know, we're not always in the clubs. And
how about show lights?
The lights, even that, you know, it always helps out. I don't say you necessarily need the lights, but for certain events, you're going to use the lights. I don't always DJ at the clubs. I DJ house parties. I DJ, you know, different corporate events. So for those events, I'm going to need that equipment. So if I just rely on the club's equipment, what if I get called for a gig over at a corporate event, you know, at a hotel party, where I have to bring my own equipment? So I necessarily feel like if you don't have the equipment, how are you going to be really calling yourself a DJ? You don't have time to practice. You don't have the necessary, you know, time to actually get those skills up. So all in all, you do need the equipment to be able to become a DJ and, you know, perfect your craft.
All right, we got a question from one of our callers. My boy Quinn is on deck. Quinn, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please stay. Comment. Let everybody know where you're calling in from, Quinn.
Hey, you know, this your man, Quinn. I'm calling in from that Terry County, little small town right here in Georgia. Well, you know, my statement of being on talking about DJs and how you know this record could be a hit. Well, my experience of being a DJ, I've never been a DJ, but I have, you know, practices on being a DJ because I used to take, you know what I'm saying, I have one radio and another radio. I used to take two radios, and I have a whole lot of CDs, and I used to take two radios, and, you know, when a DJ come on the air, he, nine times out of ten, a DJ. And I used to, you know, do the same thing that they was doing on the radio station. But being a DJ, you know, you got to have some experiences of being a DJ. You got to, you know, most DJs play the same thing, you know what I'm saying, all in one, you know what I'm saying? You got to know when to, it's like when you at a club and you bumping music at a club, you know what I'm saying? You can't just play all rap. and all things. You know what I'm saying? You got to play something that the lady like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some people that in that club ain't going to like all that rap and all that, you know what I'm saying, booty shaking music, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, people like the, you know, they like the, you know, slow and throw music so they can, you know, kick back and relax, you know what I'm saying? Because you can kick back and relax in the club, you know, but, you know, and that is like on, you know, on radio stations. Radio stations do the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Play the same song less than 5 or 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that song. Oh, man, I just played that song. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to have that kind of spirit, you know, that experiment of being a DJ. You know what I'm saying? You got to be – I've never been a DJ. But like I said, I have an experience of being a DJ. You know what I'm saying? I got that talent to go and be a DJ. But you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to – you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to do it. You know what I mean? You got to know how to, you know – do it right and not, you know, don't just play the same, have the same thing in rotation, you know what I'm saying? You got to know when to slow it down and you got to know when to crank it up, you know, and hey, and the music, you know, like you said, if it's a nice beat and everybody, you know, of course they gonna dance to it and they gonna move to it, but hey, you just got to have that experience of being a DJ, you know what I'm saying? Some DJs just don't have it, you know what I'm saying? And some of them been out there for a long time, and they still, you know, still don't have it.
Thank you for that, Quinn. Appreciate that, my man. DJ Scratch, can you piggyback?
Which part?
You know, basically... What he was saying, that, you know, some DJs just don't have that experience and that they really, you know, need to be grounded into it.
Right. Basically, that's why I say it comes from being able, like I keep stating it over and over, knowing your fundamentals. You got to know the basics of mixing and everything, just about everything. When you learn something, you want to learn everything about it.
Instead of you saying that, because I agree with you, can I ask you this? For someone who's trying to get in it, because this program is really to help and give somebody some wisdom, because don't get me wrong, DJ Scratch and all you guys DJs here, yes, there are people here that's probably not as prepared already as you guys are, but this program is grounded, so. Some young person can learn from it, so that they can't. So maybe they can learn a little bit from it that can probably change their life from doing something harmful to themselves or someone else. Because God blessed them with a intellectual property, but they just probably don't know how to handle it 100% correct. How could we get them, as from you guys' perspective? I'm coming from you. What kind of advice can you give a young man or a young woman who's trying to get into this business and then they find that they like spinning the records? DJ Scratch.
The advice I can give them, first of all, is not to give up. If it's something that you love to do, stick with it, because there's a lot of ups and downs in all this. I mean, in the process of learning, you're going to learn a lot of things that you don't like. You're going to take criticism from people that you might think that they're knocking you down, but they're definitely trying to teach you the right things as far as how to do this, or as far as when you go out to do your music or whatever, first thing you want to do is just check out your atmosphere and see what you can learn from that. And just watch other DJs that's more experienced and stuff like that, and don't take whatever they're saying to you as it's like they're trying to knock you down, because that's the only way you're going to learn something, is to be knocked down. And then you take that advice that someone gives you and you just build from that to make yourself much better, because everybody's been given the talent to do something, especially if you love to do music. There's something in you, because like I tell a lot of people, everybody cannot do certain things on DJing. Everybody has their own skills that they're good at. So once you find what you're the best at, some people are the best at blending. Some people are blending two songs together. So you're going to learn a lot about blending. Some people are the best at learning how to scratch. But when you're first trying to start out to learn how to mix, you don't try to incorporate all that all together because it can confuse somebody that doesn't know, because they'll see someone like Jazzy Jeff or something like that, and they'll see them just whipping it up, and it looks very easy, but it's not that easy. So you want to get into the fundamentals of what I need to do to learn how to get these two songs to be on beat. Then once I master that part, because it's a lot to do to master and just blending, then scratching. Do I want to learn how to crab scratch? Where's those, the three-finger technique? Or do you want to transform? Or do you just want to learn how to blend? Because scratching is not a necessity that you have to do when you DJ. You can have DJs that know how to blend and can kill a club. They will knock people out. And like I said, when I do, I normally, like, when I speak with my music. If you can tell what type of mood I'm in by the songs that I'm playing, or if I'm trying to get someone's attention, I'll play certain songs like Friends or something and mix another song with Friends, or if it's little hooks in records that they have. And if it's a little hook in a record, I'll mix that hook and then bring in another song that completes that sentence or whatever. It's like a little, it's hard for me to explain because it's a lot that I've learned. And when I try to tell someone,
believe it or not, you said a mouthful. That really, when I say it like this, my man, we are in the business of helping you make music and make money, teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. So being a part of a program like this, even with the advice that you gave them, it may, don't get me wrong, man, you may have changed a child's life. And that's what it's about. Huh?
I hope I have. I hope I have, because I don't want to leave negative. Huh?
That was really beautiful. I mean, you know, you educated a young person that you really don't know. You'll have to go back and hear yourself. Because what you did was is you gave a gift to a child propelled them to greatness. And I appreciate that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
DJ J Star. Can you take off from there?
Yeah, I want to say that you definitely have to be a humble person, because it's definitely a life experience at the same time. Because one thing about this craft, you will always learn something every single day about the art of DJing. If you're closed-minded, you'll be a closed-minded DJ, and no one wants to hear a closed-minded DJ because you're only DJing for yourself. So you have to be humble. You have to take into consideration and criticism what people are telling you. They're not telling you things to bring you down. They're telling you things so you can critique in areas where you need to. I wasn't perfect. I didn't know how to scratch. I didn't even know how to blend. But it was me going to different DJs, asking questions, watching movies, so forth and so on. You definitely have to, like he said, you have to know the fundamentals. And the fundamentals isn't being on the turntables. You have to know your history of your music. You have to know everything. There's more than touching the turntables than being a DJ.
Okay. Wow.
That was profound.
Profound, yeah. I agree with you. DJ Seizure, I know you're on deck. Go for it.
Yeah, I think they were both right. You definitely got to be humble. You definitely got to learn from other DJs. A lot of times DJs just get on the board. They want to spin. But the best thing to do is go to a DJ that you look up to. Learn from him. Have him mentor you into learning those fundamentals, into learning how music works, into learning how to make those beats go together. And just follow him around. Learn videos. A lot of DJs, I'm actually teaching a DJ right now, and a lot of times they can't grasp on how to get on the downbeat, on how to get on the one. But it's about watching how other DJs put it all together, you know, learning from spots, first learning how to blend, how to putting two beats together, and just going out there and seeing what the crowd likes, because at the end of the day, you cannot DJ for yourself. You're DJing for a crowd of 100, you know, 50 people, thousands of people. Those are the people that you need to make happy. So a lot of times DJs just go in there and they just want to play whatever they want to play, but you got to understand that you're playing for a crowd, and you got to make them happy. So you got to learn.
Now, can I ask you something? I got to ask you guys this, and I'm gonna start with you, DJ Seizure. Mm-hmm. When playing music, and you got the hits coming from the mainstream, why is it that we rarely hear a new tune coming from an unsigned artist in our community? And I want to know, is it dictated by the DJ pools that you guys are a part of? could an artist step up to you and say, man, could you spin my record tonight, and will you play it?
If I'm in the middle of my mix, I cannot just go ahead and just grab a CD and put it in the mix because I've never heard the record. So it comes to, you know, the artist can either go to the club right before it opens, we can check out the record. A lot of times I just tell them to send me the record. If it's a good record, I'm going to play it. I'm going to try to break it. But it's got to be a good record. All the fundamentals got to go in together. It's got to be a good beat, good lyrics, good hook, all together. But in the middle of my mix, I'm not going to be able to play your record because I don't know what it sounds like. I don't know what it could do in the middle of the club. It could be a bad record, and I drop it in, and it's going to hurt my name. It's not going to be good for the club. People are going to stop dancing. People are going to end up leaving. So at the end of the day, it's always good to either go through a DJ pool or just go to those DJs, get their information, get their contacts, and go ahead and have them listen to the record before they're even doing a set or, you know, when they're at the studio or when they're at home. That's the best way to get your record across to a DJ. You can never have a DJ play a record in the club. Most likely they're going to tell you no.
So the protocol is to contact the DJ pools. Your perspective.
Either contact the DJ personally, or you can go through the DJ pools. But you have to give them the record in advance because we got to load it up into our Serato. We got to load it up into everything we do. We're not going to have time to do it in the middle of the club when we've never heard the record, and then we're not going to even know what to mix into that record because we've never heard the record.
Okay. And DJ Star.
I'm gonna agree with him. I'm not gonna, you know, just break you in on my set because I haven't heard it. I don't know, you know, how I'm gonna like it. I don't know anything about it. So the best thing that I tell people to do is, you want to give me some of your music, give me your music. If I like it and I feel as though it's catchy, so forth, so on, I'll put it in rotation in one of my mix shows or maybe on one of my mix CDs. But I can't just take you giving me your track in a party or any type of event and expect it to get played, because now this is my profession now. I can't just do that to, you know, I might wreck my shop. You know, I can't run my business in the ground on a whim. You know, there's protocol and procedures and steps that you take to get your music played through the DJ. You can't just give it to them and say, hey, play my album. I don't even know you. It doesn't work that way. You have to go through the proper steps.
And would the proper steps be to contact the DJ pools?
I'd say the proper steps is to have a record pool. You know, Facebook is good. SoundCloud is good. You know, things of that nature to get some plays.
Wait. You just said something different. Facebook is good. SoundCloud is good. What do you mean?
SoundCloud and Facebook is good. They help you out by what I do. For instance, I might take some of my remixes and I put them on SoundCloud and I distribute them through Facebook to get little feedback and so forth and so on how the crowd likes, you know, that remix. If I get a lot of good replies on it, then I know that's something that I might break off into the club or on a mix CD or even on the station. You know, there's other ways independently that you can get some feedback on your tracks before you actually give it to the DJs or even spend that money to get it into the record pools or so forth and so on. You have to go out there and market yourself. You can't just say, oh, yeah, I make music. Here's my CD. Okay, your CD might sit in my truck for X, Y, Z amount of days or weeks before I even put it in my CD deck because I know nothing about it.
Okay, and then now can I ask you this? When they do bring you that stuff, do the graphics at times catch your eye?
Well, I'm going to say sometimes it does, and sometimes I really don't pay the graphics any attention because that picture isn't doing anything for what's on that CD. You can have the best graphics in the world, but when I put the CD in, it's like having a woman, a lovable body, and a shipwrecked face. What do you do?
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you're
do you
right.
still go on that boat, or do you drown? What you going to do?
DJ Scratch.
Excellent, excellent. I like that.
Okay. To piggyback off of that, I mean, everybody says what they says, but each DJ has a different protocol, like I said. I feel what everybody's saying, but a lot of times, like, if you're at a club, you can't just run bum rush a person and ask them to play your track. But it all depends what type of event it is. For me, a lot of people do come up to me and ask me to play their music. Just like I got started, someone had to give me a break. Sometimes I would give that person a break, but sometimes I would listen to the song firstly in my earphones, basically. If it's going with the music that I'm playing right then and there, I'll give a sample of it. I'm not trying to wreck nobody, but I need to see the feedback that the person is going to give me, because a lot of people is coming to the club to get feedback off their music. So if I'm DJing or something like that, I will break it down to them, tell them, look, I'm not going to play this whole joint right now, but I'll play some of, if it's fitting into the format of what I'm doing right now. If it's a song that's at that tempo, right then and there, I'll play it. But if it's a song, like if I'm at a wedding reception, no, I'm not going to play it. But if it's at a club where I'm playing hip-hop music and you got a hip-hop track and an R&B track, it's a possibility. But if it's at a all-club joint where I'm playing nothing but club music, I'm not going to play your hip-hop track. No, it all depends what I'm playing for. And if it's fitting into that format and the beats that I'm playing, I'll play a set. I won't play the vocals. I'll try to find a loop break into it and give the instrumental of it first to see how it's doing, because that's the only way that they're going to get feedback from it, because it's their hard work and everything. And a lot of DJs don't do that. They don't do that because it will ruin them, this and that. But I'm more like Wiz, though. I got a break. Somebody had to give me a break. I got to give the next man a break, because you could be sitting on a smash hit. And if you get this person's song out there, they're going to tell the next person, look, man, I know where you can go to get your song played at, man. If you want to get your music played, take it to this DJ, and he's going to give you a chance. He might give you a chance, and it all depends, but you got to come correct. You can't just bum rush me with 20 people saying, yo, man, take it up. Look, man, come on, homeboy, just throw this up on there, man, I'm saying you, and call me all kinds of whack DJs and coon balls. You got to be professional about it when you come and deliver it to me and everything, and it's a proper way and a proper time. You don't bum rush me if you see me. I'm in there grinding. I'm in the groove. Don't come up there and break my whole concentration up with your CD throwing it in my face. No, it's a time. It's all about time. Like God says, it's all about time, and everything is a timing thing. And if it's the right time, you present yourself. If it's not the right time, you fall back and wait for that right time. Like I said, I understand what everybody's saying, because a lot of DJs don't do it. But I don't want to be arrogant towards no one, because I'm the type of person where I want to give everybody a chance. I never know, because somebody had to give me that chance, so I would like to give somebody else the next chance. It could be the next LL Cool J or Jay-Z that I'm holding on to or whatever. I never know until I try it, and you know what I'm saying? And once you break that person and you play that person's record, that person will remember you from here until whenever. Yo, man, he played my music at this. Oh, it was crazy last night and everything. I mean, that's what I mean, certain DJs does it.
You said something to me, man, that's like a diamond in the rough. And basically, I can sum it up in one word: relationships.
Right.
It's how important are they?
Very important. Very
okay,
important.
So if you see somebody at a club all the time, they're usually there always dancing to your music, always dancing to what's called, and then all of a sudden they just, you know, they start to network with you. They start bringing you, you know, hey, DJ Scratch, what you drinking tonight, man? You know, do you need me to get anything for you? Will you stand to give that guy a chance over someone you've never seen ever walk into that club?
Of course. It's network. It's about presentation. If you present yourself right, but even if the person that I've seen that I've never seen before, if he presents himself in a manner, it's not necessarily coming to buy me a drink, basically trying to buy my way to play your song. No, you don't have to do that.
Well, not necessarily.
You just come at
me. I agree with that. But how about, you know, if they're courteous and they're kind, it does help.
Right, and like I said, once I put it in there and listen to it.
They've got to be working hard out there, man. They sweat.
right, and like I said, we do have to upload the song. We have to put the song on El Cerrado. If it's the way that we can put it on there and listen to it at that time, then cool. But if it's not, he would have to wait.
Get me a shot of that grandma, yay.
Hey, you guys are only human, you know.
Right.
I understand what you mean by how they present themselves, you know.
Right.
Yeah, because and guess what? You're on the job. You know,
right.
It's like you've got an obligation to fulfill to
right,
whoever's
yeah.
hired you. And
right.
it is your reputation. You know, if someone brings you something, you never heard it, and you find out that it's the wrong place for that.
Timing.
Yeah, your reputation is tarnished from then on.
Right. Exactly. That's why I say it's a timing factor.
Yeah,
if it fits, if it doesn't, then they have to understand.
Yes.
I believe in giving people chances, too. So I'm about to give you guys a shout-out. I want to give you guys all a shout-out for coming in tonight, hanging out with us on Hip Hop National. DJ Scratch, what is it that
yes,
you
sir.
Actually do? What is it that you actually do? And how could people connect with you?
Well, right now, I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. I actually have an online radio show that I do 7 days a week, myself and my partner, Jay Stars. It's called All About Music Radio. Tonight, I'm actually on tonight after I get off of here. And you can go to the links, the websites, this and that we have, which is Troy DJ Scratch or All About Music Radio. Or you can just Google all that information, All About Radio, 108.9. 365 on a tune in, and basically that's what I do. My company is called All About Music Radio, but my DJ company is called People's Choice.
Thank you very much for that, sir. Appreciate that. We're going to move on to DJ Seizure. It looks like DJ Star and DJ Scratch are together. So definitely DJ Seizure.
Yeah, I'm based out of Miami. I'm officially signed to Hugo Diaz's label, which is Huge Music. If you guys don't know about Hugo Diaz, he's one half of the Diaz brothers. He's a guy who is responsible for building Pitbulls, you know, and what he's doing right now, as well as making other, he's got 5 Grammy albums. I'm also with Cool Running DJs, which is bigger ranking squad of DJs all throughout the South Florida area, and as well as Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs. I also have my own radio show, which is a mix show every Wednesday from 6 to 7. On mocradio.com, where I break new records. You know, I help a lot of artists get on there. It's a one-hour mix show, pre-recorded mix show, and then we push it out every Wednesday, which that branches out of my mixtape series, which is called the No County Lines Mixtape. And the show is called the same thing, No County Lines Mix Show, to put both of them together, putting all that as well.
All right,
that's pretty
guys,
much what I do.
Like we don't really cross bridges. I hope you guys actually download this show. Put it within your show because it seems like we are on different times. We can complement each other. We do this.
Mr. Poetic, before you begin, can I? Jay Stars,
yes,
even
sir.
Though he's with Station, he has something. He does something different too.
Jay Stars, go for it, sir.
Yeah, like my man Scratch said, this is Jay Star, aka Mr. Showtime. We represent Baltimore City, All About Music Radio 108.9, and I also represent B-More City Rough Riders. So we're doing big things here in Baltimore, Maryland. Me and Scratch, I hope y'all be on the rise, be on the lookout, check us out. And I love being on this show, man. This is a great stomping ground for people to
exactly.
for people to get the knowledge, you know, get their points across and so forth. So I'd love to be on your show again, man. You're doing
anytime.
Big ups to you, man. Mad big ups.
All right. Definitely like to do a shout out on you guys' show. Maybe we could probably run a commercial of your stuff and our stuff because it don't. And guys, the reason why I would work with you guys, it don't cross threads with my show times, and that's why it fits in. So definitely, I like what you guys are doing, and I hope y'all like what we're doing. We're gonna go to area code 901-406. They look like they may have a statement or question. Do you have a statement or question for the DJs?
Nah, man, you know, man, I'll just stop me and say big shouts out to the DJs. I'm a DJ myself, man, so I was checking out y'all's show, man. So
Okay.
I was
so what's your thoughts on tonight's topic?
On tonight's topic where he was talking about building a relationship with the DJs, man. I'm a real relationship build type DJ. I break records, but I don't like people especially when I'm in a club, man, to come up to me and just be like, yo, can you spin my record? It's the hottest record out. I hate that. That's like my pet peeve. I'd rather you build a relationship with me, let me go home, listen to your record, see where I can fit it in any of my set, and give you a chance like that, than you come and just standing by my booth or cuz looking at me like, hey, yo, can you spin the record? Because I'm not going to spin it regardless if you sitting there looking at me like that. But buying drinks, I feel like I always tell artists that that's the best way to me to build a relationship with a DJ. Just take him a drink. Hey, bro, what you drinking? You know, don't even suggest your music to him. Yo, what you drinking? I'm drinking. Here's a whatever. And that, I mean, for real, that builds rapport with the DJ, and it also builds a personal relationship with him. When he feel like if he had any number in his mind to charge you, he might be like, well, you know what, I ain't gonna charge him that, or I might just mess with him on love. You know what I'm saying? Because he showed love.
I like what he said.
only on Hip Hop National, guys. Y'all see how we get it in? I love it. Thank you for calling in, my man. I really appreciate you. What's your name?
My name is DJ Smooth. I'm with Certified Street Music, man. I got a radio show, too, so, you know, and I was just definitely tuned in to your joint.
Okay, I appreciate that, my man. So definitely come through again, all right? All right. Appreciate that.
You know what? I love how they say building a relationship, but I didn't hear anybody say as a DJ they could buy you chicken wings. You know, everybody.
Yeah, I love my chicken box.
Boy, if I was a DJ, chicken wings, you might get played.
You know, don't get the ass in half.
You ain't got to drink all the time. Chicken wings.
But just because it's a drink, now, don't get me wrong, a drink of water is just as good. So
I like chicken wings.
And you like chicken wings. I feel you, brother. I feel you. Yeah. All right, guys. We about to go into the extended hour of our music. I want to appreciate all you guys for coming through on Hip Hop National. Definitely love the network work with y'all. Let's build it stronger, man. Let's work a little bit. And me and DJ C have been supposed to be meeting for a moment. Man, please forgive me, bro. Let's make it happen.
I'm ready when you are. Definitely like working with you every time I'm on the show.
Thank you, DJ C. I appreciate you, my man. Okay?
No problem, man.
Thank you, DJ Smooth, DJ G-Rated. I got to be courteous and come to you, DJ G-Rated. Go ahead and tell us about what you're doing out there, sir.
Well, mostly what I'm just doing, as you know, I have a radio show now on Lobby65.com.
Oh, that's awesome.
Check me out. What you say?
That's awesome. You can't ask them to send any music in at all, but you can tell them what you're doing and tell them on the dial.
Yeah, you can type in on right now on lot365.com. Search for me, G Stateline RATED Radio. That's G Rated Radio on lot365.com, and I come on 6 to 10 weeknights.
All right. Thanks a lot, G-Rated. Appreciate you, man. Stay with us, guys. We got our extended hour of music. Y'all, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, the people's choice of music from the DJ's perspective. What an awesome show. I got to tell you, I really enjoy every moment of it. Everybody on the program tonight was really a stellar guest. And I got to appreciate all of you guys. Thank you for coming on and sharing your perspective of this business with us from the DJ's perspective. Raw Dog, Dr. A.T., take it away.
We party all around the clock. A hip to the hop, and you know we don't stop. Springing out when you want to go. A hip to the hop, and you know we don't stop. We party all around the clock. A hip to the hop.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start. This is Dr. A.T. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So low motion round here, I think it's best I leave out.
Baby girl, say hi.
I wanna see you getting loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Getting love all night. Now they go, baby. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. A two-step double, now you. Two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Two-step double. Two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream.
Roscoe Medicine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck, G-Squad, marching.
Here we be marching.
way down south. So we'll be singing in the east. So we'll be gathering way in the west. So we'll be shouting way in the north.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, these clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah,
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah,
vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah,
productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah,
in togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah,
for eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip,
yeah.
My Lord is a master,
yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic,
yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless, to stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
Two steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah.
Yeah,
we all human beings, yeah.
Yeah,
we all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night, a beast.
Yeah,
playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality.
Yeah,
enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel
yeah.
steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on,
yeah.
Cause together we will achieve,
yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah.
We all human beings,
yeah.
4 and 6 get 10,
yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn,
yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads,
yeah.
Blessed to be,
yeah.
Yeah, equality.
Yeah,
yes, Lord, we all human beings.
Yeah,
yeah, equality.
Yeah,
yes, Lord, we all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea,
to be forgotten, but somehow submerged. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, feather pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we have ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this shit. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evidence. His homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government adequate. We know about Connecticut. Yeah. Said this deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheet, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. Days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, She's Hot.
Oh, it's hot.
On the go again, baby so free. Look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop it slow again. Baby see me, turn it round, hit the flow and then go and do your thing. All I wanna see is energy, baby what it be. I got one night
here now, bring it close to me. On the quad end, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, gone, sunny peace scene.
Show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here, for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this: if you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got a list of styles and let's roll.
Somebody, let's get on the bus.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip-hop.